just for home use back then, and they smoked pipes, and some made cigars out of it, that tobacco there.
But when, you know, when people would, like when you chew tobacco, how do you keep from swallowing?
I can't.
You just
a little let me go down there anyhow, and it make me sick. And I've tried to chew tobacco and shoot some tobacco, but it would make me sick if I swallowed a bit of it. Some people can. I never could take snuff at all. I tried snuff, and I couldn't even use a brush with it.
And I always wondered how they wouldn't swallow. Well, would some people chew it and they didn't swallow it?
Yeah, I guess they did. It didn't make them sick. Probably they swallowed a little of it, but it didn't make them sick. And but I couldn't do it. They do it. And I told them I couldn't smoke them cigar. That's strong. It'd make me sick. I can't smoke cigars. I used to cigarette smoke. But it was the mildest tobacco I could buy, and a cigarette.
Now, I'm talking about different kinds of animals and things. Now, a bird that can see in the dark and it'll get in your barn.
A good bird that can see in the night and get in your barn.
Yeah, it'll hoot at night.
Oh, actually, we call him a screech owl.
Oh,
wow, that's funny. Yeah, owl, of course, is a horn owl. We call him a horn owl or a hoo owl. Mm-hmm. Now, the hoo owl or the horn owl, that's kind of getting your chicken and catch your chickens.
Oh, they catch the chickens.
They catch chickens.
Well, what about this screech owl?
This little screech owl, he'll sit around here in these trees in the dark and rainy night, in the spring and summer, he'll just holler, and he scrooch your outfit, and it kind of make the chills come up your backbone. It makes it a lonesome kind of his head. But as far as catching anything, he don't, chickens or anything, he don't do that. But he's got the sharpest claws, and he can just clamp a limb, or he can clamp you with them claws. And them old hoo owls, or horn owls, as they're called. Now, they've got them horns. They're like a hawk, guys. See, we have a hawk. He's a daytime color. And he's after chickens, birds, and rabbits and things like that.
Well, how about a bird that will drill holes in the tree?
Now, that's called a peckerwood.
And do you know any other kinds that would peck besides?
Yeah, there's a sapsucker. And he pecks right on a tree, and for the sap, he takes the saps, and he'll get the bugs or whatever bee may be in the tree bark, but he'll peck for that sap. Now this peckerwood, he's a red-headed fella.
Oh, he's red-headed?
Yeah.
Little animal, furry animal, and it's black with a white stripe on it. It makes a bad odor.
Now that's called a polecat, and he's a bad odor now.
They're skunk.
Yeah, they call him skunk.
Some but those
call,
are the same.
Yeah, they're the same. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned the other day when you were talking about a place where they had really good hunting, and you said they could shoot just get most any kind of varmint.
Yeah.
Well, when you say varmint, would that refer to just
most anything? The varmint refers to this, a possum, a raccoon, or a wildcat, or a bobcat, or a deer, or a bear, whatever that cat there. When we say varmint, we include that whole thing in that.
What do you call those little bushy-tailed animals that run up in the trees and they...
Squirrel.
What kinds of squirrels would you have?